You have to keep in mind that this report is still preliminary. It's in draft, and so it could still change once we receive comments from GSA and from the courts. But at the hearing yesterday, we said, based on the work we've done over the last year or so, that of the 33 courthouses built since 2000, that there's 3.5 million square feet of extra space, which is roughly 28% of all the space that had been built since 2000. This represents 9 average-sized courthouses, and it occurred for 3 reasons. The first reason is it occurred because GSA built this space above the congressionally authorized size. 1.7 million square feet was above the amount of space that Congress said they could build. The second came from the judiciary itself, which had overestimated the number of judges that would be in courthouses after the 10-year planning mark. And then the third is that they, since judges don't share very much at all, that if they had gained greater efficiencies through sharing, you wouldn't need as much space either. So all told, that comes to 3.5 million square feet.
And that's only been since 2000. I mean, the whole idea was to update these courtrooms and these courthouses, but there's so much extra space. Is this wasteful?
It certainly is money that could be used in other places in a tight budget environment, which is what the United States faces these days. So we did find that in part because of inadequate planning, in part because of poor oversight, there has been all this extra space.
Now, you've come up with a model for courtroom sharing. Have you had an opportunity to present this to the judiciary and work something out with GSA? I mean, where does that stand?
We took information that was provided by the judiciary itself about a year and a half ago. They went out and they did a statistically valid survey of the scheduling of courthouses and courtrooms. And what was found was that judges are actually using courtrooms only about 2 hours a day. A lot of other groups that have nothing to do with the administration of justice, say Boy Scout troops or American Bar Association meetings, occur some of the time, but roughly half of the time, the courtrooms are dark and there's actually nothing going on. And so what we did was try to model how you could increase the efficiency if you allowed judges to share. And we found that indeed it is true. You could both save money and increase efficiency and have to build in the future far fewer courtrooms. The problem is the judiciary has not been very much interested over the years in sharing, and they have started to put together in place some policies. They now allow some senior judges to share and plan to do so with magistrate judges as well. But they've been pretty slow to do so, and as a result, there is a lot of extra space out there. That's not to say that there aren't challenges in making sure that a more cooperative and collaborative arrangement between judges occurs. There are issues of scheduling that are legitimate that the judiciary would have to work out. There are certainly potentials for improved efficiencies and saving taxpayer money.
I was just wondering if the issue of sharing isn't just because scheduling and giving people speedy trials and expediting the judicial process, if a trial runs over, another trial might have to be postponed and that sort of thing, if that is part of the problem, if you start, and it sounds to me like you're referring to hoteling courtrooms, and if you start hoteling courtrooms, then that could be an issue if you don't build in enough buffer time between cases.
Both the experience of judges we talk to who do share, as well as the parameters of the model itself that we used, found that there are no delays. In several courthouses in the United States, such as the Southern District of Manhattan, sharing has been going on for a number of years. We did interviews with many of the judges there and asked, and in no instance in their sharing experience had a trial been delayed because a courtroom couldn't be found. Our model did the same thing. So there are not delays that would occur because trials would have to be postponed because there is so much empty time when courtrooms aren't being used.
You're finding this now in the middle of this enormous construction initiative.
There's still 29 more courthouses in the pipeline that they're trying to build.
So you see where I'm going with this. If the horse is already out of the barn, now what do we do? Is it going to cost more money to go back and undo? But
you can't change what's been done, obviously, but you can redesign courtrooms in the future so that there is more sharing.
How is GSA responding to this, or is this primarily the judiciary?
It's both. GSA is working with the courts to try to help them, get courthouses that, are useful to them, but they recognize that you know, more sharing is probably coming and that more of it would be efficient. They at first did not agree with our findings, but as we explained them in more detail, they seemed to understand and come to more of agreement than they did at the beginning of the hearing. The judiciary had many questions about our model, and over time, you know, once the report is finished and all of that is laid out, you know, they'll have an opportunity, obviously, to determine themselves if they should create a model. Ours was simply one example. Our hope would be that the judiciary, if it is going to do more sharing, would go out themselves and find out what is best for them in terms of an appropriate model.
Now let's talk about your timeline. This, as you mentioned, is a preliminary report. These are just preliminary results. What happens now? What is it GAO has to do?
We're waiting right now for the official comments from GSA and from the courts to our draft report, where they will discuss what they thought is right or wrong with our report and whether they agree with our findings, our conclusions, and recommendations. We will then, if necessary, you know, write a little bit more ourselves to explain ourselves better or to say why we don't think, you know, if we don't agree with what they've said, we'll write a little more, and then it'll get published and issued to the public.